Expressing your love can look many different ways, and with the right jewelry gift from Blue Nile, it can truly sparkle. Blue Nile's collection of classic diamond jewelry makes for the kind of gift that speaks volumes without saying a single word. Or switch things up with a sapphire piece sure to spark conversation. Either way, Blue Nile's diamond guarantee ensures you get the highest quality at the best price. Express yourself with Blue Nile, the original online jeweler, at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
What's up, y'all? It's Drewski, and I've teamed up with Mountain Dew to produce a hilarious new basketball podcast called The Dew Zone with Drewski. Learn the backstories of your favorite ballers and celebrities like Jamal Murray.
Did you have like a favorite team? Was it the Raptors at the time or no? Was the Raptors even started around that time?
Come on, bro.
I ain't that old, fam. You're talking like I'm 50.
Taylor Rooks, Asia Wilson, and many more. You won't want to miss this. Listen to The Dew Zone with Drewski on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
Pelé leaned in and said something to Freddie.
Don't let them change you. Keep working on what makes you different and what makes you special. It was great advice, but it caused me some problems.
But what could change Freddie Adu?
Soccer is going to explode, and it's going to be around this kid.
We were the Beatles. Everywhere we went, it was the Freddie show.
And with that came the expectation, and with that came the pressure.
New episodes of American Prodigy drop Tuesdays from Blue Wire Podcasts.
Hello, I've been recording for 2.5 minutes. My name is Jermell Johnson. This is the Airbuds Podcast. It's a podcast. All right, I said my name first on accident. What's your name is, Peter?
I'm Peter.
Oh.
My name is Mike Benner, and today we have a very special guest. But before we get to him, guys, we got a Patreon. If you want to hear the rest of this episode, look, we're going to be ranking city jerseys with a jersey expert. And you're only going to hear the first few minutes of this on the main feed. But if you want to hear the rest, go to patreon.com/airbudspod. For $5 a month, you get bonus episodes. You get movies. Not movies. I don't know. We haven't like shot a feature film yet.
Full film.
Yeah, no, we're getting. Yeah, you're getting movies.
When I say
snuff film,
when I say movies,
snuff
I
film.
Mean .mov files. Upload it. And you get access to our Slack, guys. We also have a couple limited edition T-shirts out right now at airbuds.bigcartel.com. They're kind of remixes of two of our most popular shirts, our Happy Basketball shirt and our Basketball Freak shirt. We're very proud of them. They look great. We're going to start shipping them this weekend. So, yeah, fucking head to airbuds.bigcartel.com. And now on to our guest, guys. He's a returning champion. He
Hell yeah.
Formerly head of content for House of Highlights. Was that your title?
Creative director, that fake role Got everywhere.
It. Yeah. He's responsible for a ton of your most favorite NBA-related viral videos. Now he's striking out his own to create fucking rad content that is basketball-related and other sports-related, I assume. Please welcome returning champion CJ Toledano.
Hell yeah. Guys, I'm so excited to be here. I've been watching these like teenage YouTubers ranking these jerseys. And I want to strangle them or I want to hang out with them. Both not allowed, you know? So thank you for having me.
You could do both.
Some would only be into you hanging out with them if you strangled them. First,
yeah. So. Whoa.
That's Megan.
I watched Euphoria. I know what the kid's like.
Yeah, if you just like cruise through like Gen Z Twitter these days, it's just a bunch of people being like, choke me, daddy.
What happened there? What's going on there? Remember, okay, so Lil Wayne was like, all right, I eat pussy now. Like, eating pussy became cool for dudes in the 2000s. Meanwhile, girls were like, choke me.
Yeah, it's confusing.
I'm sorry, you were saying?
I mean, I was gonna shout out your guys' shirt because I bought the last shirt. I bought the AAU shirt. I wear that all the time. And I'm excited for, I think I got the basketball freak one, but big fan of Airbus
merch. Do not buy the happy basketball. That one's on the house. Because that's consider that a Christmas gift to you right now.
CJ's getting that one for free, for sure.
Hell yeah.
Oh yeah, for sure. Come on. All
right. That's my number one favorite jersey.
And also general note for the public, don't buy the T Public one. We don't get no money. You've been watching Dave Chappelle complain about not getting any money for weeks. And you're going to buy our shit on TeePublic and niggas are giving us postage stamps? We get one postage stamp per 100 t-shirts sold.
What's crazy is that we've been fucking plugging the shit out of these limited edition t-shirts that we, you know, came out of our own pocket to spring for, really pushing them. They're beautiful shirts, trying to get it. Somehow our TeePublic sales have skyrocketed. In the past, like,
because they got an ad campaign, because they're putting ads on our shit. You go to your fucking Instagram and there's an ad of our shirt while we're trying to sell another shirt.
And so I'll walk you through how that happens, because so TeePublic, I think, was made for me. When you love the dumbest thing so much, like me, you type in that thing and then you write, like, so it's like Mighty Ducks shirt. The first thing that comes up is TeePublic. And there could be, although there could be official Mighty Ducks shit below it and all that. And so it's idiots like me who are getting high and ordering TeePublic t-shirts. Or like people are putting memes on TeePublic shirts.
So what you're saying is you think people are like, oh yeah, the Airbuds are selling a shirt. They mentioned on their podcast, they're high. It's like midnight. They just go to Google, they type Airbud shirt, and then they see the TeePublic link first and they think that's where we're selling these limited edition guys.
You know what? Maybe not the same situation, but
in fairness, though, we also are selling them on TeePublic still.
Yeah, so go to TeePublic and get a shirt, but like get them from us first. Get ours first, then get the TeePublic one second.
Anyways, this has become a contentious advertisement for our t-shirts, not a podcast. Guys, there's not a whole lot going on in the NBA right now. Kyrie Irving and the Nets just got fined $25,000 each for not talking to the media, which seems weird because guess who hasn't talked to the media yet? Also, James Harden. Why isn't he getting fined? But, you know, we're not here to talk about that right now. We're here to talk about, like we already mentioned, ranking the Western Conference 2020 City Edition jerseys. And should we just dive right in?
Yes.
I think so. This is our official season preview is based on jerseys.
Great.
It's not based on any play on the floor. We're ranking the entire conference.
It's not a real season anyway, so this is perfect.
Oh, exactly. Well, yeah, that's right. But speaking of not a real season, not a real MVP, Paul George, did you guys see that he apparently thought he was an MVP at one point?
Yeah, that was strange. I went on Wikipedia just to be like, what year was that again?
Paul George,
is he just referring to like when he went off like in like 2012 and had a really good year? Like,
he came in third MVP voting
two seasons
a few
ago.
Years ago, and I think that's probably what he meant, or you know, at least
he was third like two seasons ago, right?
But he was on all these clips of him on Up in Smoke have been kind of just like trickling out since his appearance, and one of them, he literally said, I'm basically in as best shape as I've been since my MVP season. And yeah, like CJ, I had to be like, wait.
Also, I think that year that year he's referring to in Oklahoma City too is when his like shoulder basically fell off in the playoffs.
Yeah. But he got that trainer. Is that, you think the trainer's like, dude?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. That was a gift from me to you. That wasn't official. Like the trainer gave him the MVP award. He thought it was real.
Spray painted gold macaroni on like a cup. Yeah.
He did a press conference in his room. But PG, he still is good though, for the record. He's good.
He's very good. I think deserving of the $250 million 5-year extension he signed with the Clippers today.
Really?
I think so. I mean, I don't know. I think he's one of the better. I mean, okay. All things equal, all things on paper, like barring, like, let's take off his like weird personality and his like inability to like be clutch.
Inability to be clutch. Yeah, totally. Let's get those out of the equation.
For sure.
When we're talking about paying
paper,
someone $225 million.
He's one of the best number two players in the league.
I agree.
Paper MVP. That's what he is.
Yeah, sure. No, that's fine. I only said that because I still have John Wall's contract PTSD, and I still remember every person by face and full government name that told me that that was the worst contract they'd have ever seen. Like, they're fucking the head of the NBA Players Association all of a sudden. And I just thought it was interesting. I just thought it was all interesting.
We got to keep the Wizards talk to the East Coast preview.
As an aside.
You're right. Sorry.
As an aside, look, we're all huge NBA fans and basketball fans in general here. I kind of had a realization recently. Like, we are the most annoying sports fans in a very specific way, and that we all think we are experts at. There was a guy on Twitter telling Damian Lillard like expressed thoughts about what it was like playing in the bubble, and he thought it was like, Damian Lillard was like, actually, you know, it wasn't it was kind of easier because like we had all this stuff taken off our plate. We like, you know, everything was, we didn't have to travel. There was like no home and away advantage, like yada yada. He just kind of like in an interview or a tweet or whatever, like laid it all out. And then some guy came at him and was like, actually, it was harder for you. You don't understand. I was like, this guy who like is a manager at like Best Buy is telling a world-class elite athlete that he is wrong about his own experience. And I'm like, that's kind of what all basketball podcasts are. We have no idea what we're fucking talking about.
Yeah. I don't like getting into contract stuff. One, I don't like pocket watching.
Yeah.
It's not that I don't want Paul George to have this money. Get all your millions, bro. Mm-hmm. I think it's hilarious. As a matter of fact, Gatorade should be paying him double because it's so funny when I see him after they fucking lose. It makes me want to drink a Gatorade more.
What was the moment?
Sitting on your couch for 4 hours and getting high and having a Gatorade is the official soft drink of Paul George, for sure.
Yeah, man. I'm with it.
Remember when Paul George lost
I saw his leg snap in half.
Commercial directly after.
That's right.
That was so perfect.
Forgot his leg.
So that's what agents need to realize. They need to get people who like know narrative a little bit to like sign off on these commercials. There's got to be a kid who's like a good roaster who like fucking roasts players to be an agent, to be like, hey, here's, you can get roasted this way, like prevent that. Like that needs to be built in.
Someone also should have done that for Uncle Drew. Uncle Drew is just constantly an allegory for Kyrie Irving's handling of the media and also his teammates. It's just like,
saw it at midnight.
What do you think of Uncle Drew?
Can't
we
take
might
that
have
away from
an
me.
Uncle Drew episode at one point, but what do you think of it?
That ain't bad.
Oh,
I loved it.
I
think
so
it's actually,
you know,
a good comedy. It's pretty good.
How was Lisa Leslie in that?
It was funny, and then also, you know what will make you laugh throughout the whole thing is just thinking about them doing it. Like, there was just two levels, you know? just like why Reggie Miller is acting in it. He has so many lines.
Just think of like Lil Rel, who is like literally one of the funniest human beings alive, having to play straight man to Kyrie Irving in a wig, and you're like, just feels so bad for him. But I think it's better than we think. We're gonna do
absolutely, yeah. for comedies now. Yes.
Okay. Well, let's get into it. Let's jump into it. CJ, do you want to tell our listeners your jersey bona fides? Why you're unique enough to be an expert here?
I mean, I think when I was a kid and I said, the second I get a job, I'm gonna buy everything. Like, I'm gonna buy this stupid shit that I want. And so I took it out of my office, but I buy every jersey. Like, I think I got into basketball because of jerseys. I think, like, yeah, I mean, like, Fife Dog on fucking Tribe, the fact that he wore, like, I knew who his teams were. fucking New York teams, but he wore every cool sporting memorabilia or whatever. So I love jerseys. I love the way players or teams express themselves with them. This season, I think, is really rough, but I love the liberties taken. I love the liberties taken, but they're kind of rough and fall on their face. So I'm excited to talk about it. I got a lot of jerseys, though. I got like maybe 250.
Right. And we're looking at CJ over Zoom, and he also has an entire wall of his office lined in sneakers.
And he's got the real case. He got the PJ Tucker cases.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
He's got the cases with the temp control.
How long did you think it took for PJ Tucker to take those cases out of his Disney bubble hotel room and like pack them up in the van?
He did them each by himself, one by one.
Yeah.
No help.
I think he was happy to go home because of that very thing.
Yeah. I think he probably, the night he got there and had to like organize 400 pairs of sneakers, he was like, I made a mistake. I didn't have to do this. Someone could have shit me shoes every day. Like,
ew. No, it's got to affect his playing ability. No one's asking about that. Like saying, PJ, what if you just didn't worry about your sneakers and played? Just played.
He might be like 40% better.
Who is he? The first dude to wear that hat, or was that D Nice?
The big fedora.
Yeah, the big Dora.
I didn't know D Nice was wearing. I didn't know D Nice was wearing it.
Well, you know, I get black Instagram, so I might be seeing some different shit from y'all.
I mean, this is a toned down version of the Pharrell hat. We all remember the Pharrell hat.
Okay, so it is Pharrell first.
And
Pharrell,
what about Cam?
Oh yeah, Cameron starts every trend ever.
Newton.
Newton.
Oh, well,
Cam Newton.
I was thinking of Cameron. I think Cameron has worn big fedoras before, like in the mid 2000s.
He's never worn a big fedora, bro. Not Cam.
Cameron has worn every listen, kind of hat possible.
Cam's from Harlem, me? Dude. There's certain things you can't do if you're from Harlem.
You would say you can't wear a pink fur coat if you're from Harlem, but then Cam came and did it.
I mean, you're not wrong with the pink Timbs, which is a federal offense for some. Like, you have to really be balling to even, like, only Cam can get away with that. Like, we can't wear those.
No, not at all. My dog can. She looks good in pink.
Yeah,
I'm liking my dog a pink jacket. Yeah. Guys, let's jump into the jersey rankings. Here's what we did.
Yes.
All four of us kind of ranked the 15 Western Conference city jerseys from top to bottom, and then I averaged them all together, and here's the order that we came out in with our official Air Buds podcast city jersey Western Conference edition ranking at number 15. And we all have this pretty low. Number 15 is the Dallas.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stephens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.